What did Denver do well with Dominique? It seemed like, because a lot of people seem to be down on him after his year in Philadelphia. Did they do something differently with him that was able to maybe make him into a better cornerback or put him in a better spot?
They put him out there, put him on the other team's best receiver a lot of the times, and let him play corner. And he did a good job out there playing the corner spot for them. We plan to use him out at the corner spot and use Walter inside more to be the nickel. And so I think putting him in where he feels most comfortable with his skills, is huge for us.
Bringing in DRC, was that any knock on Prince and his maturation?
No, not at all. I mean, you need at least three really good quality corners that all can start and play against people because of the way the league is nowadays. I mean, everybody has good receivers, and there's more than two of them. Back when I first started, maybe two receivers, except for on third down, you see a third, maybe a fourth. But now it's three receivers on first down, sometimes four, sometimes five. It's about getting people in space. It's all about putting your best athletes against their athletes. So the more quality people you have in the secondary, the better off you're going to be defensively.
When you assessed Prince at the end of last season, I remember you told us a lot about goals going into last year. Did he meet expectations last year?
Yes,
he
did.
Where is he right now in terms of what kind of player you expect?
The biggest thing when we talked last year at this time, we were getting ready for the 2013 season, was for Prince to improve his durability to play all 16 games for us. And he did that. He missed a little bit of time in his opener when he got hit in the head. But other than that, he played all 16 games. Every game he got better as a corner. You're going to have your ups and downs occasionally, but the one thing he did is he got better every game he played. He's physical. He's tough. I'd like to have a little more production in passing game, but, he achieved the things we want. He understands the defense. He's much more comfortable doing things he is now. And I was telling Mike Isaac, that you feel my hate. Now he's starting to take some chances. He's going to intercept and make some plays because he feels confident in his ability, his technique, and the defense. He knows when he can and can't gamble. So, he's really starting to grow up that way, where he understands the game.
He had said that he wanted to be more aggressive at the point of attack, but is there a fine line there? I mean, do you worry about him maybe becoming too aggressive then?
Not really. No. I mean, you want guys that have that, hey, I'm going to go get it and go make a play.
Yeah.
Because they know that if they mess up, that it's going in the end zone or it's going to be a big play. And they understand that. But, you got to have that confidence in your ability, confidence in the defense, and confidence in your teammates that, hey, I'm going to go get this. You back me up if I miss. Then that's what you have to do. And he's starting to develop that kind of confidence.
Obviously, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, the big, name signing in the offseason. But how about, Thurman and Bowman, two veterans that have been around the league? What have you seen from them so far in the 12 practices you've had with them?
Walter does a great job, as the inside nickel for us. He does a great job of communicating his responsibility and what we're asking him to do and talking to the safety of the corner on his side, making sure that we're all on the same page. So he brings that veteran slot maturity to us. That's huge. And, Zach Bowman's been a starter at Chicago, knows how to play, in a great defensive system. So he knows what we're expecting out of him and what he has to do. And he's done a great job of that. Both those guys, Dominique, all three of them have really, fit in with the other guys we have. They all have just a slightly different skill set, but you can see what they have, and they bring it all to the table at the time. And they all practice well, and they compete with one another to, make some plays and be successful.